Chapter 2 Nora sat on a stone bench in the gardens at the Louvre, a book open in her lap, watching the silvery poplar leaves flutter against the sky. Pigeons waddled in the grass near her feet, pecking, shuffling their iridescent wings. "He's late," she said to Bree, who sat beside her, long legs crossed at the ankle, leafing through a magazine. Bree, now 44, was very beautiful, tall and willowy, turquoise earrings brushing against her olive skin, her hair a pure silvery white. During the radiation, she'd cut it very short, saying she didn't intend to waste another instant of her life being fashionable. She was lucky, and knew it. They'd caught the tumor early, and she'd been cancer-free now for 5 years. Yet the experience had left her changed, in ways both large and small. She laughed more and took more time off work. She'd started volunteering weekends on Habitat houses. While building a house in eastern Kentucky, she had met a warm, ruddy, fun-loving man, a minister recently widowed. His name was Ben. They met again on a project in Florida and once more in Mexico. On that last trip, quietly, they had gotten married.
"Paul will come," Bree said now, looking up. "It was his idea, after all."
"That's true," Nora said. "But he's in love. I just hope he remembers." The air was hot and dry. Nora closed her eyes, thinking back to the late April day when Paul had surprised her at the office, home for a few hours between one gig and another. Tall and still lanky, he sat on the edge of her desk, tossing her paperweight from one hand to the other as he described his plans for a summer tour of Europe, with a full 6 weeks in Spain to study with guitarists there. She and Frederick had scheduled a trip to France, and when Paul discovered that they'd be in Paris on the same day, he grabbed a pen from her desk and scrawled Louvre on the wall calendar in Nora's office. 5 o'clock, July 21st. Meet me in the garden and I'll take you out to dinner. He'd left for Europe a few weeks later, calling her now and then from rustic pension or tiny hotels by the sea. He was in love with a flautist. The weather was great. The beer in Germany spectacular. Nora listened. She tried not to worry or ask too many questions. Paul was grown now, after all, 6 feet tall, with David's dark coloring. She imagined him walking barefoot on the beach, leaning to whisper something to his girlfriend, his breath like a touch on her ear. She was so discreet she'd never even asked him for an itinerary. So when Bree called from the hospital in Lexington, she had not known how to reach him with the shocking news. David, running in the Arboretum, had been stricken with a massive heart attack and died. She opened her eyes. The world was both vivid and hazy in the late afternoon summer heat, leaves shimmering against the blue sky. She had flown home alone, waking on the plane from uneasy dreams of searching for Paul,